mom and dad would say you're another year older, another year wiser, but I still go to school to get an education. I treat each and every day like a mini vacation. All grown up, I really want to shout it out. All grown up, I want the world to know. All grown up, I really want to shout it out. All grown up with you. All grown.
Running for what?
Safety commissioner?
And why are you doing this?
My whole life, safety's been like a loony uncle locked away in the attic. It's time I took off the shackles and let him into the good part of the house.
I've got pretty good odds, too. The only other candidate is Amelia somebody. She is so quiet, no one knows who she is. See? This is just the kind of accident that could easily have been avoided.
Having Chucky a safety commish is like jumping into a shark tank wearing a meat suit.
I think the pursuit of safety is a noble cause.
How's your thumb?
Somebody get a girl bar and some butter!
What's the holdup?
Izzy overslept.
I thought the kids weren't allowed to have friends stay over on school nights.
Izzy's a different kind of friend. Stop doing that.
Different how?
He's Dill's new imaginary alien friend, and according to Chapter 7 of my book, I found it's best to encourage the existence of such friends.
Sorry so late. Izzy couldn't decide what to wear. You know, first day, new school. Oh, Dad, this is Izzy. Izzy? Dad!
Nice to meet you.
Buckle up, you two.
I'm already in.
I wasn't talking to you.
Vote for Finster! A safe bet!
It's kinda creepy.
And this is me as safety boy!
Do you really want to advertise the fact that you own tights?
Chucky Finster wants to protect you!
I like it! What happened to you?
Third grade to seesaw injury.
What I lie to you is, I love the smell of MSG!
Tommy, who's your brother talking to?
Hey! Making room for Izzy.
Izzy!
My new friend!
Oh, the imaginary variety. As in, he's carbonically challenged. How you doing, Iz? How's life? I'm right there with you.
Oh, thank you, Izzy. I didn't know I was having a good hair day. Hey, you want to hang at the mall later?
Oh, he can't. He's shooting hoops with us. Right, Iz? What? Lil's breath smells like feet? Oh, Izzy, that's just harsh.
Check you later, Iz.
Nice meeting you.
Keep it real, Izzy.
A little advice, Dill? Having an imaginary friend after a certain age is something one should keep to oneself.
I'm down with that, safety boy. I put the imaginary friend thing to bed when I was like 8. Izzy's my imaginary alien friend.
Dudes, we're short one guy.
No, we got Izzy.
Well, where is he? Izzy.
Your guess is as good as anyone's. He's Dill's imaginary alien friend.
Sean wants Izzy on his team. Hands up, Izzy! Sweet! Net.
What?
Oh, yeah! Woo!
You the man is.
Love him so much, he's on you. It's one of his knuckles. It was.
Don't forget Izzy.
Izzy, up top.
The name's Finster, and I'm running for.
Sean's team just scored again. Woo! Thanks to Izzy.
Izzy, Izzy, Izzy.
Oh, by the way, Izzy, we can't see Izzy.
Izzy,
Izzy.
Who can?
Which one's Izzy?
Oh, you can't see him, but you know he's there.
Woo! Yeah! Woo! Yeah!
Yeah! Izzy! 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 Izzy!
This is wicked fun! We should totally invite Izzy to the party Friday night!
I wonder if he has a date to fall for.
Yo, Dill, you and Izzy want to swing it to my place for some foodstuffs?
Can't. I have a private yoga lesson.
But Izzy wants to go.
Sweet. Come on, Izzy Azam. Izzy Mahizzy.
I knew I'd have to let him go one day. How else is he going to learn to stand on his own two imaginary feet?
I'd love to go to your party.
Let me guess. It's for Izzy.
Oh, I see there's some confusion about the not passing notes in study hall rule. But I'm happy to block out some time to clear it all up for you. Finster, Izzy, I'll see you both in detention.
Seriously, Chucky, you are at a 12, and I need you at a 2. Just chill.
How can I? The election's on Monday, and I'll be spending my last available campaign hours in detention. All because of Dill's dumb imaginary friend.
Imaginary alien friend? Who happens to have feelings? Hello!
Is Izzy free for lunch tomorrow?
He's booked until 2 weeks from Friday.
You live with Iz, right? Can you write down your address so I can invite him to my bat mitzvah?
See what I mean? Ever since Izzy happened, no one's paying attention to the safety commissioner race!
No, Chucky, ever since the dawn of time, no one's paid attention to that race.
Why are you so freaked? You can win. I still don't even know who this Amelia is.
I wouldn't recognize her if she walked right up to me and loogied on my shoes.
For those of you who don't know me, which I believe is, okay, everyone, I'm Amelia Carnes, a.k.a. the only reputable choice for safety commissioner. I present Exhibit A. B, C, D, and so on throughout the alphabet until it runs out and then I start over.
What? Is it about me? Is it bad?
Quiet little Amelia published your medical records, including x-rays and the latest breaking stitch count, 123.
That's not bad.
That's real, real bad!
How? Amelia sure doesn't look like the mudslinging type.
You know what they say about the quiet ones? Silent, but deadly.
Maybe you should mudsling her back.
No. No matter how bad it gets, I will continue to run a clean race! Izzy thing got so out of control?
Stop stressing. When kids fill out ballots, they'll think twice about voting for someone who doesn't exist.
I'm almost afraid to ask, but who are you guys voting for? And if it's Izzy, do me a favor. Lie.
You.
Including me, that's 3 votes. Not bad, since I'm expecting a low voter turnout.
Oh, and don't forget Phil and Lil.
Guys, just checking to make sure I've got your votes.
Can't talk in the middle of a game here.
Game over. Oh.
Sorry, Chucky. I just don't think you'd make a very good safety commish.
Why not?
Remember when you forgot to install brakes in your go-kart and caused a 13-cart pileup?
Or the time you freed my leech collection into the town pool?
Or the time you wheelbarrowed me into an open sewer?
Those were all accidents! So, you'd rather have an imaginary safety commissioner than a real one? If the real one is me?
Let me put it this way. If I wanted to pursue a career in ice dancing, I'd hope you'd be a good enough friend to stop me.
Izzy's not sitting there, is he?
Don't be ridiculous!
Izzy's at a baseball game.
Where's Izzy?
He's so busy these days, even I have to book him in advance.
Dill, you're cool if Izzy hangs with me and my friends in Boca for the summer, right?
He's afraid to ask you.
I am relocating to Izzy Free Territory. Oh, I didn't even see you.
Happens all the time.
Well, if you think about it, we're in the same boat with a hole in it that's filling up with water and likely to sink.
Not quite.
Apart from your resorting to dirty politics while I run a clean race, we're both up against the same all-powerful but non-existent 800-pound gorilla named Izzy.
I may be quiet, but I'm not dumb. I saw the writing on the wall. There's no way I could win, so I dropped out. But I am giving my endorsement to Izzy.
Woo! What is wrong with people? As long as I have your attention, I'd like to bring something to your attention. Now that the Racial Safety Commissioner is down to the wire, it's time someone tells it like it is. Or is it? Did you know the one called Izzy isn't listed in our school roster? Shocking! I know, but there's more. This Izzy person isn't listed in the phone book, doesn't live in town, and for the record, doesn't even exist!
No!
It's not like we can take Izzy down.
So we'll leave my speech as is, and I won't even mention the imaginary jerk. You guys are voting for me now?
No, we're just here for moral support.
Chucky Finster, I think we all know these chores don't do themselves.
Back in a few, guys.
You sure you know how to work that thing?
It's just like a bike with a steering wheel and an engine. And hundreds of sharp rotating blades.
Yeah!
If I'm elected, I promise that after the hallways have been mopped, they will be air dry. What's my next fight?
Stop it! Yeah!
Yeah! Yeah! Everyone looks so freaked. The roses aren't wrecked, just a little bent.
Chucky, you just ran over Izzy.
How many baseball games do you plan on watching?
Izzy loves baseball.
I hate to admit it, but I kind of miss the little imaginary guy.
Oh, you know you don't have to ring the bell.
In light of recent circumstances, it's best to be cautious.
I had my mom make this mac and cheese casserole. Izzy's favorite. Izzy and we were tight.
And even though I don't believe the hype, I know you do. And I'm really, really, really sorry. Truth is, I had an imaginary friend when I was younger. A lot younger than you are. But some kids mature faster than others. I hope you can forgive me.
I'm not mad at you, Chucky.
You're not?
No, it was an accident after all. And kids are starting to get over it.
I miss him so much!
Going, Finster.
Thanks for ruining our fun.
You did it on purpose so you could win.
It was an accident.
In that case, you lost all credibility as potential safety commissioner.
I liked you better when you were quiet.
She does have a point.
I'd like us all to take a moment of silence to honor our beloved Izzy. May he rest in pieces.
I think I'll take my moment inside my locker.
Don't! Don't worry, we can get new posters up by lunch.
I'm dropping out of the race.
But Chucky, you're the only candidate. You can't lose.
Sure I can. Izzy's still on the ballot. And how pathetic would it be if I got beat by an imaginary alien friend who really, really doesn't exist?
Is this gonna work? We gotta do something to help Chucky. Hands up, Poncho! Over here, Izzy's cousin, Poncho!
Dudes, you should be ashamed. It's like when my dad bought me a new goldfish the day after the old one ran away. Uncool.
Now, what do we do? There's only one person who can help. Oh, I come to you in desperation. The Izzy thing spun out of control and left Chucky in its wake. You're the only one who can help.
Can't hear ya. You have to come up. Hand, hand, foot, foot. It's Izzy.
Yeah, right. Hand, hand, foot, foot. Dill, you've got to do damage control on this Izzy sitch.
Why me?
Because you started it. I know you feel bad, but so does Chucky, and imaginary friends are a lot lower on the food chain than real flesh and blood ones.
What do you want me to do?
Hand, hand, foot, foot. Admit to the world Izzy doesn't exist.
You ask too much, Dean.
As your big bro, it's my duty to dole out a chunk of wisdom now and again, so here it is. Hand, hand, foot, foot.
Yeah, I already know that.
No, not that. This. Chucky's been your friend for a long time, and he'd do anything for you. But now, his future's in your... hand, hand, foot. Floor.
I, for one, miss Izzy something awful. And I'd like to express it in poem. Never saw you, never will. Still I miss you, friend of Dill. I've but one regret to mention. Sorry I gave you the tension.
Fellow students, we are here to honor our beloved amigo and confidant Izzy, who is more to me than just... a friend. Izzy was the best imaginary alien friend a kid could ask for. But that's just it. He wasn't real.
He was merely a figment of my imagination. The cold, hard facts, people.
They faked it. There never was, never will be, an Izzy.
Well,
the truth! It hurts! It hurts like nails!
But if Izzy did exist, I think he'd want Chucky Finster as our new safety commissioner. And with that, I leave you.
We all know Izzy wasn't real, but I liked having him around.
And now I have to find a real date to fall formal.
Would it be uncool to admit that I'm gonna miss that imaginary freak?
Way uncool.
Good thing I didn't say it then.
Thanks for saving my butt, Dill.
What are friends for?
I can't believe this Izzy thing was all an act.
No, bro. That was the act. Izzy pulled through, but I had to get him out of the election. His ego was out of control. And mostly, I didn't want to share him anymore. Everyone else misses him now that he's gone. I missed him when he was here.
But he's still here, right? And he's gonna make a full recovery? Ah. I can't believe I just asked that.
You did, and you care, don't you?
I do. So, where is he? Is he?
He's sitting in the back. The ego on that imaginary guy.
We'll be right back.
Ha ha ha!